Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. Today is September the 9th, and this is your WSIU Almanac. Former Redskins quarterback Joe Theismann turned 67 today, and Elvis made his first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show on this day in 1956. Locally, this is the weekend of the 40th anniversary Cedarhurst Art and Craft Fair. This Sunday, you can help spruce up forest trails at Touch of Nature starting at 9 a.m. You can join others in a Trail Stewardship Day event. And what's up in the night sky? Here is Cheryl Ernst of the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois to give us a heads up.
The brilliant bluish-white star Vega is nearly overhead as twilight falls. Vega is the brightest star in the constellation of Lyra the Lyre, and is also the brightest of the three stars that make up our landmark, the Summer Triangle. Glittering white Altair, also in the Summer Triangle, lies about a third of the way from Vega to the southern horizon. Altair is the brightest star in Aquila, the celestial eagle. The remaining vertex of the triangle is Deneb, brightest of the star-shaped constellation Cygnus the Swan. The Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois hosts its monthly public observation events at Giant City State Park. See the park's webpage for dates and times. The SIU Physics Department hosts their monthly public astronomy event on September 18th at 7:30 p.m. Join them, weather permitting, atop the Neckers Building on the SIUC campus.
And your almanac features are written by the association's Andy Edelin. And that's the WSIU Almanac for Friday. Have a good weekend. Good Friday morning, and on your WSIU Almanac. Today in 1850, California was admitted to the Union as state number 31. Locally, tomorrow is a big event in Murfreesboro, the annual Riverside Art, Wine, and Blues Fest. The next Trig Tour is planned for September 24th, starting at 8 a.m. Now, these tours began early in the 1930s by L.O. Trigg, but there was another purpose back then, as local history buff Gillum Ferguson explains.
The purpose of these tours was to get people who are opinion leaders, newspapermen, politicians, and get them out to see for themselves, and the hopes that there'd be a sort of ripple effect that they would talk to people that they knew about the establishment of a national forest.
Nature educators will want to know about the next stream discovery workshop. It's this coming Wednesday and will be held at the Touch of Nature Environmental Center. For more information, contact Matt Young of the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center. And Young says that monitoring our waterways is vital.
That's true. That's why we want to equip our teachers to monitor these streams. They can check on the water quality, the chemistry, which includes the chemistry and the animals that live there, the physical habitat.
The Shawnee Squadron of the Civil Air Patrol is having open house this coming Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. at the squadron's headquarters, 2 South 16th Street in Herrin. For more information, see the link on our website. In Murfreesboro this coming Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m., it's Jazzland, an art reception. It'll take place at Southern Barbecue, 1525 Walnut in Murfreesboro. And that's the WSIU Almanac for September the 9th. Have a good weekend.